Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, wherever you download us from, and I hope it was podcasthealth.com, podcasthealth.com, solely devoted to health podcasts, and it's the best site to download anything about health relating to a podcast. I'm your host for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 1289B. The Bs are always great guests, and we have one today. Andrew McPherson is the founding principal and managing partner of Healthsperion LLC. It's a nationally recognized health data analytics, policy, and government affairs consulting firm that he co-founded in 2013. But he's not talking to us at all about that. He's talking to us about a separate foundation that he and a partner, and I'll let him tell you about that, founded called EndSocialIsolation.org. Now, I want to start this off by saying, in real age terms, stress is the greatest age of all, and having six friends a month in the Whitehall studies way back in the 1950s in Great Britain, that was having six friends you could call, was in fact the greatest stress reliever. Took away 30 years of aging. That's the equivalent of four packs per day of cigarettes. That was actually confirmed in the Alameda County studies in the 1960s and 70s in the U.S. But it's only recently come that we're actually doing something about it. At the Cleveland Clinic, we've started using an app called Social Prescribing to help patients. And I have one great story to tell about that with an artist who came back to take care of his mom in Cleveland. But before we get to that, let's talk to Andrew McPherson, because he's got something much better. It's called EndSocialIsolation.org. So, Andrew, how did you get involved in this?
Thank you, Dr. Roizen, so much for having me today. Just delighted to be with you, and I really appreciate this conversation and shining a bright light on the public health epidemic of social isolation and loneliness. I founded the Foundation for Social Connection Action Network, as you said, www.endsocialisolation.org, in 2018, so 8 years ago. What I saw, I'm based here in Washington, D.C. I work in health policy with an extraordinary team here at Healthsperion, a government affairs and data analytics consulting firm. What we saw was, as you just mentioned, an extraordinary multi-decade evidence base, again, highlighting the incredible challenges and health effects associated with social isolation and loneliness. Looking at all different aspects of it, everything from health to how it impacts education, workforce, built environment, nutrition, et cetera. And, you know, as you said, half of Americans lonely today, according to a number of different studies, as well as our young people, particularly lonely. Some studies showing over 80% of young people lonely. In addition to that, we are seeing innovations in the marketplace. So some of the major health plans, for example, in both Medicare Advantage, the private health plans in Medicare, and in Medicaid managed care, and in the commercial marketplace, starting to pilot. So this was really exciting innovations, but it showed that the marketplace was starting to respond to and provide services and supports for individuals who are isolated and or lonely. The key point was, at that time, Congress and the executive branch were paying exactly zero attention to this issue. So we got together just at the time, 10 national organizations around a table and said to ourselves, can we raise the visibility of this issue with Congress and the executive branch? Can we put a policy agenda together to address this epidemic? And can we get action taken in terms of federal and state policy to address the public health epidemic? Very, very proud today. We have over 70 national organizations in our coalition here in Washington, D.C., mental behavioral health, consumer, patient groups, tech innovators, academic institutions, think tanks. I mean, we are the ultimate multi-stakeholder organization here in Washington, Dr. Roizen, that is focused on raising the visibility of this issue, educating the Congress and the administration, but most importantly, getting federal policy issues signed into law.
And now you signed with a partner. You not only did you have those other organizations, but you have an interesting story of someone from Cleveland who you partnered with.
Yes, absolutely. So we're very, very proud of a new initiative that we just launched at South by Southwest in March called, quote, Come Together, just like the Beatles song. Neil Giraldo is a rock and roll Hall of Fame inductee, five-time Grammy Award-winning legendary rock and roll producer, writer, and musician. He's an extraordinary person. He is part of Benatar and Giraldo, written and produced and created some of the top songs of the 80s, 90s, and well beyond. Neil and I launched this new initiative, Come Together, with an organization called Artists for Action based out of New York City that gets musicians involved and artists involved with social impact causes. Their next big focus is social isolation and loneliness. And we're very proud to have launched Come Together, which is a series of activations across the nation, bringing music and the creative arts and live events and bringing people together to raise visibility of social isolation and loneliness, as well as mental health. And ultimately, again, to encourage the Congress and the administration to get more funding for music, live events, and really, you know, what is another form of our public health infrastructure, which is musicians. We know, you just mentioned social prescribing. We know the power of music, and we know the power of live events, convening people of all walks of life, all ages. We know that it has positive health effects, community connection, physical activity, other supports. Our goal with Come Together is to break down the stigma in mental health and isolation and loneliness for artists, but way beyond that, and to encourage the Congress and the administration to fund arts programming in order to support people's mental health.
I went to medical school during the Summer of Love in San Francisco.
Yes.
One of the great things was in the meadow, there were two free concerts every Sunday, and it was the Grateful Dead or Jimi Hendrix or the Loving Spoonful. Every one of them put on a free concert there, and literally an hour at a time, and everyone mingled, and I guess that's a Smirconish term now, I didn't even think of it. But he thinks the same problem and is raising the focus just as you are with we need to mingle more.
Yes.
And get together more. And I guess music is a great avenue. Tell us a little bit about your partner in it, how he got involved in this too.
Yeah. Neil Giraldo is from Cleveland. Cleveland native, by the way. We just published an op-ed together in the Cleveland Plain Dealer a month or two ago around the launch of this initiative. He's got some great stories from growing up in Cleveland and it still feels very connected to the community. You know, when I met Neil in LA, I had the chance to speak with him for a few minutes and I just said, Neil, my name's Andrew McPherson. I run this coalition in Washington and it's all focused on social isolation and loneliness and mental health and trying to get the creative arts better funded at the federal level to support music and creative arts education and people's mental health. And he said, I'm going to stop you right there. I was a lonely kid in my basement in the late 60s. That's what led me to guitar and to music. And my entire career was based around all of the challenges that I was facing back when I was a young person. And that's really what led him to music and to his extraordinary career in rock and roll. And we've got on our website, www.endsocialisolation.org, we've got some great podcasts and conversations that Neil and I have had together if folks want to learn more. But he talks about dreading to go to school as a kid. And as soon as he would walk in the doors at school, the walls would shut on him. And he's just got an incredibly powerful story that led him to become one of the greatest guitar players ever and living today. So he understands. He's got a really powerful personal story. And at the end of the day, personal stories break down stigma. Personal stories, even in Congress, in this very politically challenging moment that we're living in as a country, personal stories can really sort of break down that political toxicity and allow members of all parties, members of all walks of life, to work together on issues that are important to not just our mental health as individuals, but really the health of our communities and the health of the fabric of our communities and the fabric of our nation. And we at the Action Network really believe that when you address social isolation and loneliness and you advance people's social connection, you're really elevating all of us, all of our communities, and the health of our nation.
Well, I think that's so true. And I have to tell the story of an artist. I'm not going to give his name, but he trained at the Chicago Institute of Art, went on to New York to a very, very highly, very highly successful career. But his mom was dying in Cleveland, so he came back to care for her and literally became socially isolated just because he was away from his New York group. And he was isolated around his mom, caring for her and focusing on her and feeling he couldn't leave her for more than 15 minutes at a time. When she passed on, he came to be very isolated, and I saw him he came to the hospital as a patient. We have this social prescribing process, and we got him into a volunteer program where he volunteered at high schools and libraries teaching art to the students who wanted it, since it had been taken out of their curriculum to a large degree. Through that, he got many connections and feels incredibly valuable again because he has no longer isolation. He's got all the students as his buddies. And in fact, he found a bike riding mate, et cetera, and so has got out of the social isolation. So in fact, it's a confirmatory story of how powerful art can be, like music and art can both be incredibly powerful at breaking down social isolation. So it's another story, Andrew, for the endsocialisolation.org to buttress its story on how important this is. And whereas I think Spurconish is using mingling to help garner marriages and more kids, we're using it for all people to prevent chronic disease. And I think it's all part of the same thing, that we have become isolated too much.
No question. I mean, a major study, Dr. Roizen, from the World Health Organization, reviewing something like over 900 research papers, found that arts participation, including music, can prevent mental illness, support treatment, improve overall well-being. I mean, this is really well studied. Brain imaging even has shown that the parts of the brain that are negatively impacted by loneliness literally light up when we engage in creative experiences, you know? And I think that we know some of this intuitively, but we are not doing enough as a nation to create spaces that are accessible, whether it be a choir in your community or in your church, to large, multi-intergenerational live events. I'm taking my goddaughter to see an artist in October in Boston. We got tickets. She's 13 years old. I'm 43. We're going to have a ball together, but we're going to be together at a live event with other strangers experiencing music. And I think the health effects are undeniable. If we're going to address social isolation and loneliness, music is one of the best ways to do it.
It's such a powerful thing. The website for you want to learn more, endsocialisolation, no punctuation, endsocialisolation.org. I should mention we are brought to you, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, Dye Rescue, and of course, Releasium, R-E-L-E-S-I-U-M. It's what you want for 2 days before the day of and 2 days after you go up in dose, or even if you have side effects from one of the GLP-1 injections, or if you take it daily. It relieves in the study 71%. Go to that website, lifefirstnaturals.com, or just go to get Releaseum at your neighborhood drugstore. The other sponsor, foryoungevity.com, go to their website, foryoungevity.com, sign up for the free newsletter. While you're there, go to another website, endsocialisolation.org. Learn about it and see what you can do to help Andrew in this devotion to ending social isolation and using art and music as mainstays to help people get together. Do take an art course or a music course, pick up a new instrument, learn to play one. It's a great way of breaking social isolation.
Thank you so much.
Especially thank you who've downloaded us. Remember, podcasthealth.com for your health-related podcasts. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This has been 1289B. Turn to the A segment. There are four wonderful stories with take-homes of what you should change to help you live younger, longer. Thanks again.